Dad was in his study, working at his desk. Matt was there too, watching. A rough hand was clamped over his mouth from behind, and he couldn't shake it off or make himself heard. But Dad was talking to him, not seeming to notice Matt's plight. He couldn't hear exactly what his father was saying, but he was holding a piece of paper, waving it excitedly at Matt. Notes. Handwritten notes. Then suddenly, Dad was gone. The French windows were blowing open and shut, papers gusting round the room. Matt struggled free, turning to see his attacker. There was no one there. And suddenly, he was looking down at Dad's desk, and it was exactly as he had found it a few days ago. Matt saw himself picking up the book of ancient maps. A sheet of paper fell from it, Dad's handwritten notes on one side. On the other, a computer printout. Matt picked it up and stared at it. And now he was somewhere else. Still holding the paper, he felt the cold wind in his hair and tugging at his pyjamas, and he wished he'd been wearing a coat. He was standing on the edge of a cliff. Below him, frothy waves crashed into the dark, ragged rocks.
"So you found me then," Dad said.
He was standing right beside Matt on the cliff. The room was completely dark. Usually there was some light, filtering in from the outside world or under the door. But here there was nothing. The darkness was so close and complete that Matt could feel it pressing in on him. He sat up, fumbling for the light and hoping that it would be there, and that when he turned it on, he would find himself in the room in the pyramid where he'd gone to sleep, and not in a cave or a dungeon or a sealed box, or... The lights faded up in response to his push of the button by the bed. The room was just as it had been when he faded the lights down and fell asleep. Nothing had changed. Nothing except the excitement in Matt's stomach as he recalled the dream, remembered the printed paper from Dad's study, and realized that he knew why it had been left there. Without pausing to check the time, he pushed back the covers and leapt out of bed. Robin opened her door almost at once, which meant that she couldn't have been asleep. In fact, she was fully dressed, and Matt wondered if he'd overslept, not that he cared.
"I know where it is," he gasped. "The treasure of St. John, I know where it is."
"Then you'd better come in."
The voice wasn't Robin's, it came from the room behind her. She stepped aside and Matt walked slowly in. Julius Venture was sitting in a chair, the keyboard for Robin's screen on his lap.
"Get your breath back," he said. "Then tell us all about it."
Matt sat on the bed with Venture in the one upright chair and Robin cross-legged on the floor. Robin and her father listened attentively while Matt described how he had found Dad's house empty when he arrived there.